for the introduction of this sermon, I will read Holy God's Word from the letter to the Romans from its chapter 12, the first 10 verses, and the words are in Jesus' name. Beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what that is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. For we have many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same function. So we, being many, are one body in Christ, and individually members of one another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, let us prophesy in proportion to our faith. Or ministry, let us use it in our ministering. He who teaches in teaching. He who exhorts in exhortation. He who gives with liberality. He who leads with diligence. He who shows mercy with cheerfulness. Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love, in honor, giving preference to one another. Amen. A familiar portion of God's Word, Paul's letter to the Romans, its 12th chapter from its beginning. This chapter is titled as New Life. When man is able to find God's kingdom, a big change happens in his life. When one is able to find, by God's grace, into himself, into the kingdom of God's Son, a new life begins, a new page turns, the darkness becomes light. In life, a hope kindles. The life receives a robust foundation. You, my journey friend, who are able to be preserved in childhood faith, you are able to carry this same foundation. The most precious gift of life, the gift of faith. Our text says, give your whole life, your body, a living sacrifice. And so you serve God. The entire Bible, the core message is that our temporal life is compared in the light of eternity. It is short. It's a short time of like a handful or nothing. Therefore, it is important that we are here in time. We think of life and what will be after this life. Unto us has been prepared. God's word reveals it unto us how the heavenly home has been prepared by with God. With God, there, the Lord Jesus has gone before us to prepare a place of rest for us, unto us, God's children, who here in this temporal life are preserved as in the care, grace care of God. How we make journey to portioned from our flesh, ourselves, from its side. We are under the inherited sin, and we feel that pain, how easily we get fall into sin in thoughts, in words, and in deeds. We sin like Paul. We easily do what we do not wish, and what we would wish and want, we do not do. But by the grace of the caller, my journey friend, brother and sister, we are able to carry the name of God's child. And this childhood of God, through it we can own in our heart the gift of faith. And owning it, we once will come to heaven. The question is about the most precious, important matter in our life. Therefore, it is so important, it is so valuable and precious matter that we yet, even today, have come to the hearing of this holy word of God to be strengthened on the way and journey, to hear the good voice of the shepherd, that it pays to believe. It pays to endeavor putting sin away, seeing the destination of the faith in heaven. For this reason, we have come to these services. To hear the words of consolation and encourage that we are able to, in this tiring time, are able to keep and preserve freedom, joy, and peace, what is gained and owned by faith. Do not conform to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. John writes in the in the first letter, do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away, and the lust of it. But he who does the will of God abides forever. Isn't it so that there are youth hearing this word, dear listeners of the word? Maybe someone is waking up in the accommodation area. Maybe you are at home or at work in the shift, and you are hearing this speech. I think before this word, I think about you, my dear young journey friend. Has the world drawn you? Has it been shown so that it is better back off over there? There are such things where that you cannot been able to attend as a believer. The enemy of the soul works powerfully. He speaks in this way, that as you are a believer, you cannot experience such many interesting these offerings of the world that are so interesting. Many through the enticement of the enemy of the soul left for these activities of the world. Of this, our text warns, do not conform to this world. It is important that we endeavor battle in faith as childlike in this kingdom of children, that we, as obedient children, make journey on this way of faith and trusting in the advice of the Word of God. While the world around is changing, I myself have lived almost 50 years, and so much has happened during this time in the environment, especially the technology, the internet, mobile phones, and everything that is concerns in the development of the technology. It's very confusing. It has brought a lot of information in our pockets, a lot of useful information, so much help and assistance. While these sermons from these services in Reisar, as the brother in the morning spoke, can be heard all over the world. You listeners of the word, behind thousands of kilometers, be secured. This technology makes it possible that you can hear this word of God for your own portion. You are able to believe, all your sins forgiven, in Jesus' name and atoning precious blood. But at the same time, the technology has brought out new enticements of the enemy of the soul. dear young, isn't it so that while the TikTok videos, don't they contain much such things that does not feed and nourish our undying soul, does not support our life, music, social media influencers who are not believing, whose motivations and interests are totally somewhere else than that the followers would once come to the home in heaven. It is so important that we watch. That we watch, but with these smart devices, and remember our Creator when we are young, as the Bible, as the Word of God us teaches. Yesterday we sung in the Bible class the Song of Simon 202. Could I deny my faith? While it is difficult to bear the ridicule, I wish to inherit my father, preserve my youth and faith from the sin. I wish to be aware. I follow your call, watching the cleanness of my conscience. Father, bless your child, carry to the destination. In God's kingdom, we always have open fountains against everything filthy and sin. From here and here, unto a penitent sinner, all sins are preached, forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. No matter what kind, how big those sins in your own mind are, all those sins can be believed, forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. And when one is able to take the step of repentance and humble oneself and put aside once and give his one's mind to the Christ throne. So receiving the gospel, doesn't it feel good? Doesn't it cleanse all sin away? Doesn't it free from other burdens? And it brings freedom into life, peace, freedom, and joy. Peace brought to you those who fear, and you can own it in God's kingdom. This message of peace, even also at these services, is proclaimed unto you who experience that the enemy of the souls has taken you to the world, or who are feeling that you lack a direction and a foundation in your life. You don't have peace in your conscience and hope. And from this sermon, you are able to receive the gospel. You can believe the unbelief and all sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood, atoning blood. For I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. In the same chapter, little bit later, the apostle writes, be of the same mind. and be not wise in your own mind. As God's children, we are equal, the same value. We are members in Christ's body. Each member has its own function. A bit more about this later, if God allows. But we are reminded here that no one can afford to rise or grow over others, grow in God's kingdom. No good things are followed from this. If our mind begins to rise above others and to look down and criticize the activities of God's kingdom, but we continue to ask that God would preserve you and I in childlike faith, that we above all would be carrying and taking care of our personal faith, that we unto our own address would own this grace gospel that can be owned by grace merely, without own merits, deeds, and activities, measures. The Lord Jesus Christ has prepared everything ready. He has reconciled, atoned. He has atoned all sins of the world and your and my sins on the middle cross. It suffices that you have a will to receive this gospel of forgiveness, humble and receive the gospel. Confess one's own sinfulness and weakness and stick and cling to this grace and great promises that God's give provides. And it is not necessary for us either to press ourselves down, but we have full rights to be in this crowd of God's children. Sometimes we may think that our mind is so down, as old speakers have spoken. It feels that, am I anymore God's child, as my mind is so down and sin is burdening? But God's word exhorts, be in good cheer. You can freely believe, boldly make journey as in this crowd of God's children, in this which is on the way to the home of heaven. For as we have many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same function, so we being many are one body in Christ and individually members of one another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, let us prophesy in proportion to the faith. Or ministry, let us use it in our ministering. He who teaches in teaching. God provides his children with various different types of gifts. We are members in the body of Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ is the head of the body. Another comparison parable is that wine tree, we are branches in the wine tree attached to the trunk, to the Christ trunk. And we receive water and everything we need from the trunk. And then the gardener, the Heavenly Father, takes good care of us. So if there are additional branches in us or growths that do not belong to us, so He will cleanse us. The gospel cleanses us from those own flesh, those things due to our own flesh and mind. So the gospel takes care of us. Those we can get rid of those worldly things in God's kingdom. In God's kingdom, we are taken good care of. Those grace gifts are given by God, different gifts with which we serve God's congregation. From our own mind, from our own sight, don't we have prayer, brothers and sisters? We do not recognize, or oftentimes with very weak gifts go and make work in God's kingdom. But God will equip us and gives us the strength. And in a wondrous way, the work of God's kingdom, the message of the gospel, so wonderfully it has gone onwards. It has encouraged it, and you and I, and kept you and I in the participation of this kingdom. It is not human work. It is God's grace and love towards us that He gives us. Lets this work prosper. As we have heard, the gospel, it is spreading out to the boundaries of the world, to new lands, new countries, new children of God are born into this world. But at the same time, we do see how the enemy of the soul is working righteously like a roaring lion comes into the midst of God's children, trying to devour us. The enticements and the love of the world, formerly, before our brother spoke of this, how appearance, the oppressors to correct God's creation, perfect creation, perfect man, or to try boundaries, test boundaries, and to try what could I do that I still am believer. And isn't it so also in this time among God's children, there are also those persons who are in shared mind, who may live pretty much according to the manner of this world, and however they want to be in the crowd of God's children. it is good that man or person wants to come be in God's crowd. But if the faith is not the faith of heart, it is not proper. If the choices of life and deeds do not match with what is said in God's word, we may cross our fingers and pray for us, ourselves, and for our friends that we would be preserved in faith soberly and freely, that we would not get such things in our life, worldly things from the world that slowly tire the faith and finally take outside God's kingdom. That we would be able to live in this kingdom, in the good, by the feet of the good shepherd, would freely believe and childlikely, mouth open, believe in this kingdom of God. Not in such a challenging mind and questioning mind that how this faith has aged and the teaching has aged. The word of God tells that this remains. It has been before and will be the same. The matter of faith and the teaching of God's word is the same. The living faith is based upon the Holy Book, the teaching opened by the Holy Spirit, what we read and hear. We do not need to, with human mind and reason, to make it better, this word, that we ask for such humbleness and understanding of the Holy Spirit to explain and read God's word, that we, with this simple faith, we once come to heaven by believing personally, sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. And from this faith sheds those good fruits of which Paul writes in the letter to the Galatians, which are visible outwards. We do not recognize and see them in ourselves, but other God's children and people around, sometimes outside God's kingdom, we can say they recognize God's child's signs. When one's sins are forgiven and peace with God, so the joy, freedom, and a will to do good, it is seen also outwards. They are the fruits of faith. Then it is told here that he who exhorts in exhortation, isn't it important that we encourage each other on this way and journey? That we encourage and cheer each other, that it pays to endeavor, putting sin away and look across this time. We are not living for this time only. Of this God's word teaches, while there is so much interesting things in this world, we can go and attend them with our own gifts, attend the duties of temporal life, and in that duty where we have been called, serve people near and dear, and my and do the work as we would do it for God, humbly, honestly serving each other. But the most important matter is that we do not stick our heart to this time, that we would gaze, we would see that, we would hear how I should live, that we would inherit the eternal life, that it is our hope that we would keep the gift of faith until the end of our life, and once inherit the eternal life in heaven. Let us encourage each other to this, as Paul says in the letter to the Thessalonians. Therefore, comfort each other and edify one another, just as you also are doing. So in this way, Paul exhorts us . Then our text says, he who gives with liberality, he who leads with diligence, he who shows mercy with cheerfulness. Let your love without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil, cling to what is good. In this way, God's love is seen towards the mankind. Above all, that he gave his only begotten Son, that no one who believes in him would not perish, but would inherit the eternal life. And when, as God's children, we have been able to own this love, we have been carried. We have received by grace. We have believed, sins forgiven by grace. So we receive a will to deliver this love, to attend God's kingdom's work, a will to, if possible, economically support God's kingdom's work. Also, here at the Opisto, many kinds of investments have been made, and the number of students have grown. This work has been blessed wondrously. But this requires timely resources. I saw in the bathroom walls posters, such things that spoke about this, to encourage economically covered cost of these things. So in this way, as God's blesses our life, we wish to use our time and our gifts and our resources for this most precious work of God's kingdom. And finally, in conclusion, be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love, in honor, giving preference to one another. Isn't it so important that our mutual love, that we keep it in this kingdom? One Lord, one faith, one common destination, that we are partakers of this kingdom and encourage each other towards the home of heaven. In the Song of Zion, the last verse, the writer says, I sing praises, my young heart is full of grace, on the way of faith you bring peace. In the hope of heaven, I make journey. Father, by you, I praise you when the endeavor of earth has ended. To the home of heaven destination, we are on the way, and we are preserved when we personally keep our personal faith, when sins are forgiven and peace with God, living hope of heaven. After this life, we make it to heaven. Now, yet, brothers and sisters, dear journey friend, you have a permission to believe, sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. In Jesus' name, blood, you have a permission to believe, all sins forgiven. You can be secured and blessed. Look ahead, your phases of life. God takes good care of us. In the Bible, because yesterday we spoke how in the life of Joseph, there were confusing phases, but Joseph was a happy man. He was in God's good care. Everything was good in the challenging times of life when sins were and sins are forgiven and peace with God. In Jesus' name, Amen.